Welcome to Faith and Good Counsel, where we talk about ways to live a virtuous life and all of the things that affect us in our vocations, in whatever state of life we may be in. And now your host, Stacy Galino.
Hey there, everybody. Such a delight, such a pleasure, such an honor, and may I say, such a joy to be with each of you again this week. And I say joy, not only because you bring me joy and you bring me delight, and I hope we here at Faith and Good Counsel bring that to you, but I'm talking today about joy. In fact, I will be talking with family member and my brother in Christ and family member of Catholic Community Radio, may I say, and the Faith and Good Counsel show, Randy Hain, who has a brand new book, Joyful Witness, How to Be an Extraordinary Catholic. And so I would like to bring Randy on. Hey there, Randy.
Good afternoon, Stacy.
Hey, Randy, it's such a pleasure to have you with us again. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, me too, and I've been looking forward to Joyful Witness being finally published. This is such an awesome book. I hold it in my hand, just having received it from you, and I'm plowing through, and I'm just loving it. I'm taking notes, and so that's why I wanted to have you on with me to talk about being a joyful witness. So thank you so much for making time for us. You're a busy man, and may I say, you're not featured in this book except that you are the author and editor, but you are a joyful witness to me.
So, well, thank you. You're very kind to say that.
Oh, good. Well, I tell you what, Randy, you know that we start Faith and Good Counsel off each and every week with prayer. So let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by the means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your most beloved spouse. St. John Paul II, St. Maximian Kolbe, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, Our Lady of Good Counsel, please pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, let me just reintroduce you. I know it's been a little while, Randy, but as I said, let's first just say that Randy Hain is a joyful witness, an ordinary guy, an ordinary dad and husband, living out the faith and sharing, radiating that love of Christ to our brothers and sisters, and to me, to your sister in Christ, Randy. So, and prolific author, speaker, president of Servion Partners. I'm not sure if that's the correct title, but definitely yes. The leader. And a businessman, and just all around good guy. And I love your books, Randy, and people have heard us speak both on Faith and Good Counsel and on our Wake Up show, many interviews about your previous books, but this might be my favorite. And it's so intriguing to me, your book ideas. I want to know what intrigued you, what inspired you to write a book about being a joyful witness, being an extraordinary Catholic.
Well, you know, one of the things that I often speak about is responding to our calling and trying to discern and pray about what has God called us to do. And I remember, and you and I have talked about this on the show many times, I spent so many years in the spiritual wilderness with no faith. And then about 9 years ago, I just went through a pretty profound conversion experience that brought me into a relationship with Christ and His church. And one of the things that really became pretty obvious is over the last 25 years, I've been in jobs where I was interviewing just hundreds, sometimes thousands of people, if you think about it, all over the country. I've been in recruiting. I've been in operational leadership roles where I was always interviewing people. And I'm a collector of stories. So as I grew in my Catholic faith over the last 9 years, I've been really intrigued about just the wonderful stories of great Catholics around the country. And I've always been drawn, Stacy, to the underdog, to the regular Catholics. I think we all want to be, Bishop so-and-so or Scott Hahn or others who, really do wonderful things. But I think, many of us are looking to each other maybe for inspiration. We want to see someone just like us in the pew doing amazing things for Christ in the church. So I wanted to write a book that collected stories of these just regular people who do amazing things. And it was such a fun book to write, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm kind of a storyteller, and I'm just telling the stories of the people I've encountered all over the country over the last 9 years. And it was a blessing to me to write it as much as hopefully it is a blessing to others to read it.
Well, you're just speaking to my heart, Randy, because we are all just really ordinary people. And this is, you know, of course, our attendance at Mass and our devotion to our faith and our practice of the faith is how the faith is passed on. Certainly that's where we receive it, but then we pass it on person to person in our ordinary ways. And that's what this book is about, which is just so awesome. This is why everybody needs a copy of Joyful Witness, How to Be an Extraordinary Catholic. I love in the very beginning, you've got some words here from Teresa Tomeo, and she quotes Mother Angelica. And I'd like to share that with our listeners, because sometimes, you know, you mentioned responding to our calling. What is God calling us to? Well, that's a discernment. And some of us go, you know what, that's too much trouble. I just don't know what to do. So we do nothing, or we're afraid, or some block gets in our way. But listen to this from Mother Angelica. I'm not afraid to fail, because I've always learned something when I've failed. I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. And when I think about it, I break out in a cold sweat. I'm scared to death of dying and having the Lord say to me, Angelica, this is what you might have done had you trusted more. Wow. And you give, Teresa gives us that admonition to go, now go and be a joyful witness and enter the journey. And so that's what I'd like to do right now, actually, is enter the journey. You, master storyteller, collector of stories, that's how it's personal experience, Randy. You know, that's how it's passed on. You've got several stories here, and I'd like to just start with Jeannie Lyons. And we would say that here in South Louisiana, Jean Lyon. But I understand from you it's Jeannie Lyons, right?
Right. That's right, Jeannie Lyons.
Well, you and I've talked about your beautiful family and your son, Alex, in particular. And this lady actually has a connection with your family.
She does. You know, over the years since we've been at our parish, St. Peter Chanel in Roswell, Georgia, you know, we have always, you know, with a somewhat of a worried eye, you know, wanted to make sure that Alex, my oldest son who has high functioning autism, really was integrated into the church, into the faith. We wanted him to have as much of a full experience as he could. And really from the very beginning, there has been an angel, and I call her an angel because she is just this wonderful woman whose mission, this is her ministry. She is the coordinator of all families who have children with special needs and helps them integrate into the Catholic faith. So it's my son, it's the, you know, the children with Downs or you know, you name the challenge. And these children have all been helped by Jean, encouraged by Jean. The families have received support and help. But she is just this beautiful soul. And not only is she angelic in the way that she treats others, but she's also a beautiful singer, which I know is right, a person after your heart.
Yeah.
But she entrances these children. She's just someone that they all love and adore. And she got my son from sort of a nervous, sort of skittish embrace of the church to like, hey, it's time for Mass, let's go.
Oh.
Hey, he's pulling us out the door. So I give her so much credit for all of that, and I just watched all the families that have been blessed by her. And she was actually Alex's confirmation sponsor this year. So we look at her and just see her as this angel, but she's also the most humble person. And this is, by the way, a theme of everybody in the book, Stacey. Everybody, to some degree, said, in their own way, said, I don't really know if I'm worthy to be in the book, which is exactly why I wanted all of them to be in the book, because their humility was so obvious. And to them, this wasn't, you know, tell the story of my work. It's, I just want to do my work and leave me alone.
Yeah.
But,
somehow I kind of relate to what you're saying, Randy. I wonder why. Yeah. So I have to say, I've not made it through the whole book, but I started with Jeannie, and that story made me cry, because the story that you told was so incredibly beautiful, and I could picture in my mind and in my heart her work, the faces, the human person that she is connecting with in the beauty of her work. And now that you tell me she's a musician, I'm even more in love with her. So you should tell her that for me.
I will. And by the way, she is such a voice for just these wonderful families and children being able to have you know, the same blessing of the faith that the rest of us may take for granted, you know, because just remember, these children are working 3, 4, 5, 10 times harder than anybody else just to have the same experience. So she's able to help them through prayer and active encouragement and teaching to get them to that place where they're experiencing it. And there's nothing like a child with special needs who, you know, goes up for their first communion and they do it and they're so proud of themselves when they can't normally operate or function in other areas, but they can receive Christ into their bodies. And that is a great gift that she gives these children.
Oh, it's so beautiful, beautiful. Well, in a few minutes before our break, I want to just touch on Carrie Davison. Now, I've been hearing about Holy Heroes, and I understand Ken and Carrie Davison started that program in 2007, and my children are no longer young, and so I'm not as familiar with it, but I'm hearing some awesome, awesome things, and it looks like their story, in fact, Carrie's story is so beautiful, and it's very similar to many, many stories of early challenges in relationship and marriage where religion becomes kind of a point of contention.
You know, it does. And I know Ken and Carrie, I know Ken very well, and I'm getting to know Carrie better, especially after the book. Their story is one of her. She would tell you she had a sort of a nominal cultural Catholicism. Ken had no faith at all. And as he got, as they get older and got married and grew in their marriage and started to have children, you know, they knew that they wanted to have a Christ-centered home in the Catholic faith. And, you know, the way that, you know, Carrie, you know, really was such a spiritual bedrock in that family. And I think it took reading the Baltimore Catechism and just reading that first question, you know, what is my purpose? You know, I am here to know, love, and serve God and be, you know, be with him in heaven one day. I think I paraphrased that. But and she, you know, she and Ken really have embraced their role. And what they've done is they've created a whole sort of out of their home cottage industry that has become enormous. And what they do through Holy Heroes is they really help instruct children in the faith. And they give not only homeschooling parents, but really parishes, dioceses, the ability to reach these children in a pretty profound way. And it's powerful stuff what they're doing. But Carrie and Ken, especially Carrie, I wanted to tell the story of just, you know, really trusting in God and ultimately having that passion and that calling. And she knew her calling was to help families and help children, and she's living it out. And they started out of their home. Ken quit his great job, and they just trusted in God. And the results have been Holy Heroes is international and growing like crazy.
Again, just ordinary folk seeking God, thirsting for God, looking for God, praying for him to be manifested in their lives, and the beauty, the fruit that bears from that seeking. You know, the Lord is always there, always seeking us, always coming after his little lambs. And if only we are open and receptive to that, wow, that powerful union between us and the Blessed Trinity and the fruit that bears forth. Well, you know, we're going to be heading into a break, Randy. And when we come back, I will be talking with my guest, Randy Hain, further about his brand new book, Joyful Witness, How to Be an Extraordinary Catholic. Stay tuned.
Your family is invited to an Advent concert of prayer, Pacem in Terris, Peace on Earth, at St. Catherine of Siena in Metairie on December 11th at 6:30 p.m. Come hear the heavenly music of the season from two beautiful sopranos, Kitty Cleveland, Stacy Galino. Their beautiful voices, accompanied by organist Paul Watney, united in joy, anticipating the birth of the Christ child. Pacem in Terris, Peace on Earth, December 11th at 6:30 p.m. at St. Catherine of Siena Catholic Church, 105 Bonneville Boulevard in Metairie. Visit CatholicCommunityRadio.org for details.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Faith and Good Counsel. I'm your host, Stacy Galino. So delighted, and may I say joyful, to be with you each and every week here on Catholic Community Radio. I'm talking today with my brother in Christ, my friend, my colleague, Randy Hain, who is back with me today, and we are talking about his brand new book, Joyful Witness, How to Be an Extraordinary Catholic. And he's really talking to all of us, y'all. He's talking to all of us because this book is just about ordinary Catholic people who are heroes to Randy and now to me because I know their stories. Welcome back, Randy.
Thanks, Stacy.
Such a pleasure. Okay, so I want to jump right back in. There's another story in here that really caught my attention, a beautiful story about Katie Peterson Warner. And she makes so many, many points. And in fact, let me make a point. Listen, y'all, these are not short stories. These are very, very fruit-filled stories, pages and pages about people who are sharing their lives in a very vulnerable and beautiful way. And there's a lot for us to latch onto to integrate into our own lives. And so, again, one of these stories is Katie Peterson Warner. And Katie makes many, many points, but one of them had to do, Randy, with the importance of the parental role in faith formation. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. Katie Peterson Warner is just a delightful young mother. She and her husband have been married for about 3 years. They've got a 1.5-year-old son. And she's the daughter of Tom Peterson, who is the founder of Catholics Come Home, which is a wonderful international apostolate. But Katie has always just impressed me by just her devotion to the faith. And some people just, they exude authenticity. They exude joy. And Katie's one of those people. She's got so much love and laughter in her that her conversations verge on giggling because she's just happy. Aww. But one of the things that I love about her is she's so focused on living out her faith fully. And one of the things that I wanted to ask her to do in the story is talk to me about where that comes from. And, you know, I think she alludes to the fact that, you know, she'd always been brought up by wonderful faith-filled parents. And I know Tom and Tricia Peterson, and they are amazing Catholic parents.
Amen.
They are great. And she was in front of the monstrance in Eucharistic adoration one night by herself. And she just prayed for Jesus to tell her what to do, to give her her calling. And she knew after that, after a lot of prayer as a young teenager and after going to that that meeting with our Lord, that she was really called to evangelize young people and help them live out the fullness of the faith. But, you know, she talks about that in her story, but she said it really comes back to not just an amazing experience, but it comes back to parents. And if you want your children to be faith-filled Catholics, they have to see it in mom and dad.
Yes.
They have to see mom and dad on their knees in prayer, excited about Mass, holy days, going into the church with excitement, not it's a waste of my time or it's just another hour. The kids have to see it. Just like anything, kids have to see good models, and they need to see good models of the faith. So Katie talks about that and other things in her story, and I'm glad she did because I think too often we look at the problem with young people leaving the church as their problem.
Mm-hmm.
My friends, adults, fellow adults, it's our problem, and we need to own it.
Absolutely. And may I just add a little something to that? You know, practicing the faith in your home as those moment-to-moment learning opportunities, shall we call them, come up, you're infusing the faith, you're infusing that virtue, that moral teaching of our faith. That really helps guide the boat, guide the ship, you know, and especially when we as parents are living out our authentic masculinity, our authentic femininity, and our union, our communion as a family. And Katie's story, Katie Peterson Warner's story, bears fruit of that. Beautiful, beautiful story. Well, and one other point I just wanted to make, that she gives some ideas about how to engage our Catholic youth and keep them on track, even young adults and, dare I say, older adults, you know, like us. But this is one of my favorite points. You simply can't love the whys of Catholicism before you love the who. That is profound. She's talking about the person of Jesus Christ. We have to know him in a personal, beautiful encounter, an authentic relationship with Jesus, right?
And to that point, Stacy, you know, I grew up as a Southern Baptist and a young man, so I was very used to the, you know, sort of the Protestant view of the world. And I used to be one of those people too, when I was a young man, asking, "Have you been saved? And do you have a personal relationship with Christ?" And I think that Catholics should absolutely love that question. I wish more people would ask me that question, because I want to be able to tell them, we have the most intimate relationship with Christ. We have the Eucharist. We have the fullness of the faith. We're blessed. Not run away from the question, but embrace it fully and say, we've got the fullness. How about you? Would you like to learn more? And this is where we have to take our faith. This is the new evangelization in a nutshell. You know, let's be excited about the fullness of the faith and share it with others. That's where the light of Christ, the joyful witness of this book comes from. These people, in their own way, live it out, and they just give testimony with their lives.
Amen. Brother, speak it. I love it. I love it. Well, let's talk a little bit about Father Roger Landry. And I just want to share a quote. It's on page 37, one of my favorites in the book. He says, "I long for the day when every Catholic priest, in fact, every Catholic disciple," that's us, y'all, "when we will be known as someone who lives in the truth of our Catholic faith. I think it's a minimal expectation and the path of true happiness." Amen? That is profound. I mean, we got to live it and share it and radiate it, but we got to know it, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I know a lot of Catholic priests just like you do, and I'm just so enthralled with these men who've given their lives to Christ and the Church. But as all of us do, we kind of have our favorites. We like the ones that, you know, certainly speak a certain way or do a certain thing. And I've always been drawn to Father Landry. I've never met him. I've spoken to him on the phone many times, and we've exchanged a number of messages and emails and letters. But the thing that I love about Father Landry is he's just so clear and concise about the truth. He doesn't hold back. He's not, and he speaks it in love. He will tell you the most direct and maybe perceived as harsh truth, but he does it in love. He wants you to grow in your faith. And I appreciate that I can talk to him, I can read his writing, and there is no ambiguity. It is the truth. And I loved his story about how he grew up and came into the priesthood and, you know, resisted it for a long time, and just knew in his college years that he was drawn to the priesthood, that he had a calling. And just the way he's lived out his priesthood, faithful, delivering of the truth, and he is absolutely committed to helping everyone grow in their faith. His story is very compelling. And when you read it, you will not be satisfied with half the truth, part of the truth ever again. You'll want the whole thing. And that's what I loved about his story.
You know, again, that is a sharing of the desire and the thirst that we long for, that communion with the Lord. And I love that you speak about how Father Roger Landry presents the real Jesus. And you talk about how we have this sort of domesticated version of Jesus that's cool. And you say here, lifeless and boring and unchallenging. And Father Landry apparently invites people to come to know the real Jesus. And he's not a warm, cuddly teddy bear that tells us everything's okay. Right?
Yeah, he's C.S. Lewis's Aslan the Lion. He is, he is absolutely there, and he is dangerous. He is someone that is not meant to be cuddly. He is there to provoke and push you, but he loves you. He loves all of us. Let's not see him only as the lamb. He's also the lion, and there's so much to be learned from that lesson.
Amen. And he talks too about there's some tips on how to live out the truth of the faith, and that verse about lukewarmness in Scripture always gets my attention. I will spew you from my mouth. Though he loves us so deeply, he gives us the choice to be all on fire or to be not engaged at all or to be lukewarm. But the Lord takes that very seriously. And I love that Father talks about avoiding spiritual worldliness. He says, when the longing in our hearts for God, which is always there, folks, that ache we feel, that's our longing for God. When we look to things to satisfy us, you're experiencing the ache, our longing for God. He says, when that is seemingly replaced or satisfied by the offerings of the world, lukewarmness is the result. We spread ourselves too thin with our desires to have a more expensive car, a bigger home than we need, expensive jewelry, more time with our technology and the internet and so on. We got to keep our focus on the heavenly home, okay? So I love the story of Father Roger Landry, and there's so many others in here, Randy. You really have such a privileged position from the Lord through God's grace. He gave you that desire to know people's stories and to love people and to be able to elicit from them the beauty of the ordinary Catholic, you know, the person that we pass in the pew when we might pass them in the grocery store, right? And we don't really know the depth of their story, but how profound in joyful witness, how to be an extraordinary Catholic. So I'm wondering, any final, you know, pearls of wisdom or things that you learned that surprised you or things that you would like to share about the book?
Well, you know, as with most of my books, I learned this, this is the sixth book, and I learned it with my first book. You know, I don't try to overanalyze, overthink, overplan my books. I really try to be prayerful and just try to let the Holy Spirit lead me. And the people in this book and the stories just came to me in my travels. I wasn't necessarily looking for a particular kind of story or person. It's just the people came into my life, and I was grateful for that. So I really felt that the Holy Spirit was guiding my hand here. And I'm probably drawn most to Jean Lyon's story because it involves my son.
Sure.
I loved all the stories. I loved your story, Stacy. I felt you just you gave from the heart. You were very honest and open, as were all the people here. But just the transparency, the humility that all of you showed in the book was touching. And I can be an unemotional guy. I can just kind of get things done. But, you know, this book touched a raw nerve in me, too. And I just felt like there's so little honesty in the world from the secular culture. And this book, these people, we, all of us listening, have a chance to be the light of Christ to others and the voice of truth. And we have a responsibility to do it. And I hope this book inspires everybody to do that.
Amen. Well, Randy, you're such a gift. You're such a gift. I want to tell people real quickly about your daytime job, your daytime gig, right? Where you bring your Catholic faith with you everywhere you go. You have a fantastic website called integratedcatholiclife.org. I receive emails from you every time there's a new blog post. That is a very rich, rich site. Many, many writers are there. I'm recently really enjoying Patrick Lencioni. I love the Carmelite sister that's on there. How can people find you? How can people get in touch with you? How can people get copies of your other books and just follow your other work? Servion Partners, for example, if they need your services there.
Sure. IntegratedCatholicLife.org is a website Deacon Mike Bickerstaff and I started 4 years ago. 3.8 million visitors this year, and
amazing.
It's two guys and the Holy Spirit. So
yeah, amazing.
Pray for us. And then my writing, all my books are on Amazon, all Catholic bookstores, usually through Barnes & Noble as well. And then, you know, in terms of just, you know, what I do as a profession, Serviam, S-E-R-V-I-A-M, partners.com is my website. And Serviam stands for I Will Serve, which is the calling that I feel to serve my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Randy. I hope you listeners will, everyone will go out and get a copy of Joyful Witness, How to Be an Extraordinary Catholic by my dear friend and brother in Christ, Randy Hain. And until next time, friends, I hope that you will be a joyful witness. Go out today, smile at someone, show some love, authentic Catholic love to someone. So until next time, until next week, we'll see you then. Bye-bye, Pax Christi.
Faith and Good Counsel is a production of Catholic Community Radio.